This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, April 20th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll hear about a new institute on the University of Illinois campus that tries to meld science and technology with the arts, promoting arts that use digital media, for example. We'll also take a look at our forecast for the day and the week ahead. First, AM 580 News. Aides at U.S. Senator Roland Burris's first fundraiser since he was appointed by former Governor Al Blagojevich wore new blue buttons that said, "Run, Roland, run." But Burris told reporters yesterday that money that was raised at the Chicago event will go toward $110,000 in debt accumulated while setting up his Senate office and not to a campaign to keep his seat in next year's election. The Illinois Democrat says he hasn't decided whether to run yet. Burris says he's not bothered by the $1.1 million that's been raised by Illinois Treasurer Alexei Janulius, who said he's exploring a run next year for U.S. Senate. The 71-year-old Burris is being investigated by the Senate Ethics Committee and the Sangamon County State's Attorney for seemingly contradictory statements about his appointment by Blagojevich. Advocates for substance abuse treatment are asking Illinois lawmakers to increase the state's alcohol tax. As Todd Fuhrer reports, they say the revenue would offset budget cuts to addiction treatment programs.
The Illinois Alcoholism and Drug Dependence Association is pushing for a nickel-a-drink increase in the alcohol tax. CEO Sarah Howe claims the measure would raise about $250 million for the cash-strapped state. Howe says part of that revenue could be used to restore nearly $13 million cut from substance abuse treatment programs under the governor's proposed budget.
Quite frankly, when you look at addiction prevention treatment services, what better way to pay for them than an alcohol tax?
But critics say a tax increase would hurt myriad businesses from liquor and convenience stores to bars and restaurants. They also say there's a risk some consumers would cross state lines to buy alcohol and avoid the higher tax. I'm Todd Fuhrer.
Paying taxes might put a dent in your wallet at this time of year, but this time of year also provides a boon for the state government's checkbook. More on that story from Sean Crawford.
Illinois is always bringing in money, but the amounts vary. That can make cash management difficult. An influx of bills often go weeks or months before being paid, mainly because the state lacks the available funds. Carol Knowles, a spokesperson for the Illinois Comptroller, says income tax season provides more flexibility to take care of the backlog. But this year, there are concerns.
People aren't confident right now. They're losing their jobs, so their income tax liability may be less. They're not out buying items because they're concerned that they may be the next person to lose their job, so they're cutting back. So sales tax revenues and income tax revenues have been down.
The state's cash flow fluctuations are normal. What is not normal is the state's deficit. It's grown to what has been termed an historic level. As Illinois tax revenues fall short of estimates, the state will use another cash management tool, pushing off payments of some bills until after the new fiscal year begins in July. In other words, Illinois will use part of what it brings in next year to cover what is being spent now. I'm Sean Crawford.
French workers for Peoria-based Caterpillar are considering a government-brokered deal today. The deal's meant to end a standoff with Caterpillar management over layoffs that have prompted employees to take their bosses hostage and stage protracted protests. Union leaders and Caterpillar France officials, overseen by an aide to the French finance minister, hammered out a deal ending the conflict late last night after 8 hours of negotiations. It's now up to the workers at Caterpillar's two French plants in the Alps to approve the plan. Workers were holding a meeting today on the deal and were expected to vote on it on Wednesday. The CAT protests are part of a wave of radical actions taken by workers recently across France. A new institute devoted to the arts in digital media gets its official unveiling tonight on the University of Illinois Urbana campus. The eDream Institute will bring together artists and engineers to promote artistic expression in digital media, ranging from computer animation to electronic music. A performance tonight at the U of I's Krannert Center for the Performing Arts will showcase some of the digital performances. Blue Lights in the Basement will feature several works, including one that lets musicians interact with a computer visualization of their own music. eDream Institute Research Director and U of I Music Professor Guy Garnett says the musicians and audience will see a big-screen computer visualization that changes according to what the musicians play.
They can control what they see by how they play. So they attempt to do various things by how they play. So they have to listen to what they're playing at the same time as watch what the results are visually and hear what the other musicians are doing all at the same time, and they have to put that together into a good performance.
Garnett says computer visualizations of music have been around for several years, but his work at 8 is aimed at giving the musicians more control over those images. The performance is at 7 o'clock tonight at the Krannert Center. It follows the U of I's official announcement of the eDream Institute at Krannert, beginning at 5:30. This is the final week of the AM 580 News Daily podcast. You'll still be able to hear our features and our newscast, the latest newscast, in podcast form on our website, will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. We heard just a minute ago about the eDream Institute. From your computer screen to your cell phone to much of what you hear on this radio station, the world is filled with digital media that make it possible for people to express themselves in ways unheard of a generation ago. Now, as we mentioned, the U of I is launching a new institute dedicated to promoting arts that use digital media called the eDream Institute. We have this interview with AM 580's Jim Meadows and the institute's director, Donna Cox.
We have seen interventions since the 60s to bring art and technology together. We see some universities starting some smaller art and technology programs, but today at the University of Illinois, we have a very unique environment where we can grow together some of the state of the art in technology. At the same time, we have a top-notch College of Media, as well as Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, a premier international performing arts center. It's rare to find a university with all of those assets that bring together art and technology in a special way that we plan to do with eDream. And there has been already on campus explorations with art and technology, for example, in the School of Art and Design, and also in our computer science laboratory. But what we really need to do is leverage these facilities and use eDream as a broker house to cultivate a new kind of degree program, both in graduate and undergraduate, for our students that will grease the wheels so that they can really focus on digital arts media across several colleges.
And the degree you're offering is called Arts Informatics. And I noticed when I looked up informatics on Wikipedia, it looks like the word's been around for maybe half a century in some form, but they're still trying to define it. How do you define informatics?
Informatics really means any kind of digital technology today in which the technology is used to broker, house, manipulate information. Now, that covers all kinds of things, from graphic design that uses Photoshop and digitally manipulates things for our screens, all the way to the special effects that we see in Jurassic Park and King Kong and some of our special effects movies. But we also see every day, for example, the graphics on our iPhone, the emergence of internet television, YouTube. People are changing the way that they express themselves. And we are finding today that in order to foster the creativity, we as a university need to bring together all sides, all colleges, to facilitate the new kind of student, the student who will be an economic force in our global economy.
What do you see somebody with a degree in arts informatics doing with their degree?
Well, by the time a student gets a four-year degree, we have already seen new technologies emerge. What we are preparing students for are to be entrepreneurs. In fact, many times you have to see that artists are very entrepreneurial to be creative and to find new ways of having impact in the community. We see students going out and starting their own businesses, perhaps in digital media. Part of what we want to bring to students is a new approach to problem solving that is both drawing from the studio type small courses in the arts, but also bringing together the rigor of exploring applications in technologies and engineering.
AM 580's Jim Meadows spoke with art and design professor Donna Cox, who's also the director of the new eDream Institute at the University of Illinois. Cox is also the director of the Advanced Visualization Laboratory at the U of I's National Center for Supercomputing Applications. The eDream Institute will be formally announced tonight with a reception at the U of I's Krannert Center for the Performing Arts beginning at 5:30, followed at 7 o'clock with a free performance of digital art called Blue Lights in the Basement. Well, our weather today will be variable and rather cool across the two-state area, but will improve through the course of the week. In fact, temperatures could reach the 80s by the end of the week here in Champaign-Urbana. Our forecast from Mike Solo for today across the two-state area, cloudy and windy with occasional showers and patchy drizzle, some sunshine in spots. The high today, 56 in Champaign-Urbana, 45 in northern Indiana, 65 in the south. For tonight, cloudy and cold with scattered showers, possibly mixing with snow in northern sections overnight. Lows ranging from 33 in far northern Illinois to 45 in southeast Indiana, 38 in Champaign-Urbana with just periods of showers. For tomorrow, cloudy in northeast Illinois and across Indiana with occasional showers. But for the rest of Illinois, cloudy with patchy drizzle and a few showers early. Temperatures for tomorrow will be in the low 40s to around 60. Northern Indiana, 42, 60 in southwest Illinois. Tomorrow in Champaign-Urbana, cloudy and cold, continued showers, the high 50. For tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and a low of 35. Wednesday, mostly sunny and milder, up to 62. 74 with sunshine on Thursday and 80s for the weekend. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, April 20th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.